Hello.
Hi, my name is Kay. I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. May I speak to the person who requested this call?
Yes, ma'am. This is her. This is Azra.
Okay, I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I had filed for unemployment in September. I think it was September. I didn't receive anything in the mail or anything, and I was just so happened to look through my emails, and I saw an email. When I called the number, it said that I had I put my Social Security number in and the safety pin in it, and it said I had $2,350-something. So I tried to do my weekly claim. I guess that's why I wasn't receiving the unemployment. It's because I didn't get a paper or anything to do my weekly claim, so I didn't know how to go about that. How would I start doing that so I can receive my unemployment?
What's your Social Security number?
589-915962.
And what's your full name?
Azura, Azura, Rain, Rayne, Womack, Womack.
Ms. Womack, verify your driver's license number for me, please.
Give me 1 second, I gotta get it.
Okay.
My driver's license number is 947-2662.
Okay. And your mother's maiden name?
I don't remember if I put my stepmom or my mom. Is it Kathy?
What's her last name?
Olson.
No, we don't have that.
Okay, did I put Mandy Stange?
We have Stange. T-A-N-G-E.
Okay.
And what's
yes,
your
ma'am.
Date of birth?
1/20/2000.
Okay. So whenever you open a claim, in order to keep that claim open, you have to do a weekly certification. If you don't do the weekly certification, it will cancel the claim. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So you're needing to reopen your claim at this time?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you still unemployed?
Yeah, I make like $100 a week, but that's not 50 of that goes to gas, and then 45 of it goes up for my phone bill every month. So I have like $25 to eat off of every week.
So you're going to have to file unemployment on the job that you're on now because you're not making the 40 hours a week. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. I filed for it whenever I started working.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's I was waiting on a piece of paper or something, and I guess I don't know if
Did you file initially on the internet, or did an agent file for you?
I filed on the internet. I talked to somebody. I don't remember her name, but I talked to her about it. And when I called, what number did I call? I called a number earlier this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And it said, I put in my Social Security number, and I put in, it asked for a safety pin, and I put that in.
Mm-hmm.
And then it told me that I had the $2,300-something, but it told me that my account, my it was paused that I had to make a weekly claim. That's what I'm trying to make a weekly claim. So, like.
So, are you filing unemployment for on the same company that you filed your claim on in October? Is it the same company?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
It just said it was paused.
It's pending, and that's because
okay.
You didn't do your certification. Have you worked on another name?
No, ma'am. This is the only name that I've ever worked under.
Have you worked on another Social Security number?
No, ma'am.
Has your name changed?
No, ma'am.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
And is English your preferred language?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
High school diploma.
Okay. If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you're approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer, direct deposit or benefits card?
Direct deposit.
Okay. Do you want it to go to a checking or savings account?
We'll do a checking account.
Mm-hmm. And it has to be a traditional bank. It cannot be a time account, PayPal account, or a cash account. So I just need your routing number and your bank account number, please.
Okay. Let me sign in real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Would a Netspend, like a Skylight One account, work?
I'm not sure. I've never heard of that before. If you give me the routing number and it rejects it, then I'll let you know. If not, we'll ride with it. What's the routing number?
2641712411.
Okay. So I have 2641712411. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And what's your account number?
761-831-9543.
Okay. So I got 761-831-9543. Is that correct?
Can you say that again? I'm sorry.
Sure. 761-831-9543. Is that correct? Okay. And what's your mailing address?
1417 Indian Hills Road.
You said Indian Hills?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Indian Hills Road, Prattville,
mm-hmm.
Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
36067.
Okay. So I got your mailing address is 1417 Indians Hills Road, Prattville, Alabama, 36067. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Is your resident address and your mailing address the same?
Yes, ma'am.
Has your address changed since the last time you filed?
No, ma'am.
Is 334-595-2596 a good contact number for you?
Yes, ma'am.
It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. The first question, in which of the following states does Christian Womack currently live or own property, Arizona, Mississippi, Montana, Ohio, none of the above, or I'm not familiar with this person?
I'm not familiar with that person.
Okay. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1931 A. Hill Lane, 201 3rd Avenue, 2407 Ansley Drive, 6120 Catholic Drive. I have never been associated with any of these addresses.
What was the first one?
1931 A. Hill Lane.
I used to live at a 1931 A. Barrett Hill Lane.
Okay. Which of the following age ranges most closely matches the age of Mackenzie Nichols? 21 to 25, 33 to 37, 47 to 51, 57 to 61, none of the above, or I'm not familiar with this person?
21 through 25.
In which of the following counties have you ever lived or owned property? Autauga, Conecuh, Franklin, Marengo. I've never lived in any of these counties.
Autauga.
Okay. Which of the following phone numbers have you ever been associated with? All of them have a 334 area code, and the prefix is 318. So the numbers are 3182-4440-5446-6518. I have never been associated with any of these phone numbers.
The first one, like back in 2018.
3182?
No, never mind. Misheard the first numbers.
Okay. So it was 334-318-312, 334-318-4440, 334-318-5446, 334-318-6519. You familiar with
None
any
of
those numbers? Okay.
No, ma'am.
Okay. So did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
That's a trade
reassessment. And that's if you had worked for a company that moved overseas.
Oh, no, ma'am.
Okay. Have you worked since the last time you filed?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and you said it was the same employer you're filing on today, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And what was your last day to work?
Friday.
Okay, so Friday was the 9th?
Yes, ma'am.
Was it the 9th? No. It was the 10th. Saturday was the 11th, and today is the 12th. Okay. And has your phone number changed since you filed?
No, ma'am.
Okay. So, do you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Since this past Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Are you currently working on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
Is commission like working for?
If you were working for a furniture store and you sold certain items and you got commission on it, or whatever you sell, you get commission on what you sell.
Oh, no, ma'am.
Are you currently registered to attend school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
No, ma'am.
Okay, so it says in order to be eligible for unemployment, you must be seeking and willing to immediately accept full-time work. Benefits can be denied until such time the restrictions that will prevent you from returning to full-time work are removed. And so it gives a drop-down box for you to put the reason. And you're working for the same company, aren't you?
Yes, ma'am.
And your hours has just been reduced?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Because I'm pregnant. That's why I can't work full-time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I can't work the 30-plus hours because I have doctor's appointments. I'm starting to, after tomorrow, I start my doctor's appointments twice a week. And I physically cannot work 30 plus hours. It's too much stress on me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Any day that my appointment does not fall on, I can work from 7 to whenever my work closes.
So it's actually just giving a general answer to this. Are you available to work all shifts? And all shifts means morning, afternoon, and evening.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Do you get work through a union? Are you part of a union that helps you to find work?
Oh, no, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
Are you on maternity leave right now?
No, ma'am.
Okay. What's your job title?
I work retail.
Okay. What in retail? Are you a cashier or are you associate? What do you do in retail?
Cashier, associate.
Okay.
The only stocker, I just can't work on truck.
Okay. And what company are you working for?
Cracker Barrel.
Do you have an address and a phone number for them?
I have the phone number. I can get the address.
Okay.
Let me get that. Nope, not that one. Okay, the phone number is 334-365-9600.
9600. Okay, and it did come up for me.
Okay.
So we're going to select that. And when did you start working for them?
September? Wait. It was July. Because I just found out. Yeah, it was July.
Of this year?
Yes, ma'am.
Was it the 1st of July, middle, or end of July?
The beginning of July.
Okay. In what city and state were you working in or working in?
Prattville, Alabama.
Okay. So have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
And so why are you no longer working for them? Or have you got reduced hours, right?
Yes, ma'am. I was starting to have, I started to have complications. Because I was working too many hours.
Okay.
And they don't do maternity leave.
Oh, they don't?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was kind of upset about that. I was like, oh, okay. They said they're one of the few companies that don't do it. So
I wonder why. Okay. It's funny, this question says, what did you do to try to resolve the problem prior to being terminated? So there's not much you can do if you're pregnant.
Yeah.
Okay. So do you want to have 10% of your weekly benefits withheld for federal income tax?
Yes, please.
Okay. I'm going to give you a 4-digit PIN number, and then I'm going to read the closing statement. It's going to give you information you need to know. And also instructions you should follow. So your PIN
okay.
number is 6200.
6200, okay.
Mm-hmm. It says the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log into their website at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification, either by telephone or internet, in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file by internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file by telephone, the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through Friday, no later than 5 p.m., but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week, which is this coming Sunday. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive a booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. So, Ms. Womack, we've filed your unemployment claim. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks for a claim to be processed. While you're waiting on the results of the claim, there are two things that you should do. The first one is to visit one of the career centers in your area, or you can go onto their website and you're just going to make sure you have an updated resume online.
Okay.
The second thing that you're going to do is your weekly certification, which will start this coming Sunday. That starts our new week, and it starts on a Sunday, ends on a Friday at 5 p.m. So any day between that time period, you can do that certification online or call that 1-800 number. It will ask you for your Social Security number, the 4-digit PIN number I gave you, and some other questions. That's what we call a certification. And you have to do that once a week, each week. That's what keeps the claim open. If you miss a week of certification, it will cancel the claim.
Okay.
You have any questions for me?
Yes, ma'am. So when I called earlier and I had to put my Social Security through the PIN pad, not PIN pad, when I had to put my Social Security number in and a 7-digit PIN that I had set up, it was like a security PIN.
Mm-hmm.
What was that for? Was that to get into my account?
I don't know if you were going into your portal or were you doing a certification? If you were going into your portal, then it would accept the PIN number that you set up. It shouldn't allow you to do a certification because you did your claim then in October. And if you hadn't been doing your weekly certification, it would have directed you to us because the claim closes if you don't do a certification. So that's why I reopen a claim for you with a date that you gave me as your last day of work. And so you can consider this as a new claim. And you
have
to do your weekly certifications to keep it open.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. You have any other questions for me?
No, ma'am, that's it.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Call Center. You have a great day. Bye.
You too.
Mm-hmm.